Have you ever wondered what it would be like if you tried to put yourself inside some of the fine art paintings that are some of the most famous all over the world? Well, my next guest has a personal project that does just that. Now, the name may be very familiar to some of you who are listening who are in the newborn and family photography world, but Lisa DeJaso is a wonderful photographer and educator located in Canada who also has a podcast called The Heart and Soul Show and is the founder of Milk and Honey Education. In fact, my education started in one of her workshops learning how to use lights and so forth for newborn photography. And I've had the pleasure of working with her many times, being a guest on in some of her summits, being a guest on her podcast. So I thought I would bring her into my world and specifically talk about the personal project that she has with these fine art portraits that feature her. They are fine art self-portraits with inspiration coming from the masters. If you haven't seen these works of art, you can view them on her Instagram page, and you can find all those links to everything that she does at focalpointspodcast.com. But I was really excited for this conversation, and I'm so glad that you are here to join me today on the Focal Points Podcast. You are listening to Focal Points, a podcast by Enphoto hosted by Dori Howell. You are in the right place to learn how to build a dynamic and sustainable photography business that you love. Well, welcome, Lisa DeJaso. I am so glad that you're here to join me today. And I have a confession, if it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa is the founder and the person behind the Milky Way. And she does incredible, incredible newborn education for photographers. And I have to say that I believe one of your lighting classes was one of the first ones that I took when I was a newborn photographer that got me into that. And then I've also had the pleasure of being a participant in some of our conferences, yes, and summits and that type of thing, which is always a joy. But we are not here to talk about any of that today, which is even more exciting for me. If you follow Lisa on Instagram, and if you don't, you need to, because we will put all of our handles and contact information in the show notes page at focalpointspodcast.com. Lisa has an incredible, incredible self-portrait project that she does. And when I was seeing this, I'm like, oh, I really, really, really want to talk to her about this. Not newborns, not business, not anything else, but the importance of a self project. Because a lot of times at the beginning of January, we see people like, oh, take a picture a day, or the 365, or the 1 second videos and that type of thing. And that's not what this is. No. And Lisa, first of all, welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Show.
Thank you for having me, Dori.
Tell us just a little, I know you could speak for hours about what you're involved in and what you do, and I hit on a few of those things, but give us a really quick, the Lisa biography,
okay,
if you will.
I am a wife, mama, I am a photographer, I am an entrepreneur, a podcast host, an event producer, and an artist. And I basically live life with my heart on my sleeve, and I just want to have fun and spread joy.
Yep. Yeah. And if you listen to Lisa's Art and Show podcast, you can definitely hear that in every episode, and it's all good. So that's really a very modest amount of things that she's involved in, so many different things. But I want to talk about, like I said, this personal project that you have of self-portraits. Yes. So the first thing I would love to know is, where did this idea come? And can you explain a little bit about the project itself, what you do, and what drew you to doing this particular, or having this particular outlet for your photography?
Absolutely. Well, I have always believed in the importance of having a personal project. I've always been a really booked out photographer, where I probably was undercharging for years and overbooking myself. So my own personal projects really always fell by the wayside. And when I did end up doing model calls, it was models. And so the problem that I would run into is that it started to feel like, even though I wanted to do this project, say in June, I wouldn't get to editing it until, say, January. So I would have the pressure of these models that they're waiting for these images. It stopped feeling fun. It felt like I was just still hustling and working. And so I said to myself, I was like, well, how can I get out of this feeling of feeling like I'm always behind the eight ball and feeling like I'm having to have creativity on demand. How can I create just for the joy of creating? And I was talking to a friend. She's like, well, why don't you take photos of yourself? I'm like, I'm not photogenic. Why would I want to do that? That's silly. And then I started thinking about it more. I was like, well, this is really a really good lesson in getting behind the camera. I'm 45. I'm an aging woman. I'm in the spotlight. I struggle with being in the public eye. And it's a really good project, not only for my mental health into embracing myself, but also the pressure is off of having to create for someone else. It is purely for the joy of myself. And so when I started thinking about it that way, I started getting excited. And then I started shopping. And
well, there you go. There you go right there, right?
and it really, I was scared in the beginning. I think I just started with one. And I had, honestly, I've sat on this project. I've been talking to my team about it for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. How much I adore fine art. I love like old masters and Vermeer and like all these incredible pieces and how I love their lighting and how I'd love to replicate it. And they're like, well, why don't you just do that? And then finally, there was one Sunday and I was just sitting down. I was like, why don't I just do it? What's the worst thing that can happen? I fail? Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. So why don't I try?
Yeah.
And so then it was like that one step. So I did it. And within 2 hours, I'd created a new piece. It didn't take me that long to create my first one. I knew exactly where I wanted to take it. And then the next week, I did another one. And the next week, I did another one. And so this is, I think I've created five pieces between October and December. And then I've taken a break and I have probably 20 other pieces that I've shot for that are sitting in my basement ready to be photographed.
Ready to go. Okay, so just to clarify, what you do is you put yourself in replications of beautiful, famous, fine art paintings.
Yes.
And you try and replicate that as best you can with modern methods. Yes. Using things you can source from different stores, I'm assuming. Yep. And then also
I own most of it already.
Right. Or from your basement. Yes. Or from your back room or from your closet.
I'm such a prop
right?
junkie that I've collected right. like for 10 years I've collected things and I'm like, okay, let's just make this work.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what draw you to this particular thing? Was it just the love of the art itself and you thought, I bet you I could duplicate this?
It was a wonder if I could. It was like looking at, I love studying the paintings and looking at the lighting, looking at the shading and the highlights and the shadow. And then also looking like if you were to take this with a photography perspective, the choices that the artist made aren't actually, that doesn't work. That's not how light works. Right. And so it's like, well, I've had to do it this way because this is how actually light works. And I actually prefer my version the way I've done it. It's a different version, but that's just what I'm making.
Sorry, old masters. Sorry. But this is just, right?
Right? And it's just been fun. And even like the research and like just combing Pinterest and like, oh my gosh, like when you start deep diving, there are some hilarious paintings and like pieces of art that are like naughty and funny. Mm-hmm. And there's been a few like I'm like, is that too cheeky? Like it's on my list.
Maybe here's the thing. It's like nothing's too cheeky for you to work on as far as personal projects. Yeah. Just like do you need to share
everything? Exactly. Do I need to share it with everyone? Right.
And sometimes no, you don't need to share it. No. It's just for what you want to do at home and that type of thing. So when you go through, are there certain things that you look for when you're looking to choose something to replicate, or is it just whatever draws your eye and then you're up for the challenge?
I think it's easy to look at Pinterest and get overwhelmed. And I think that's the part that really stumped me for a really long time, is we get into our mindset of the researching phase. And the researching phase and the action phase, like you need to get to the action phase. And if we spend so much time researching and planning and researching and planning, but you never have any action, nothing is ever going to change or happen. And that's like regardless across the board of anything. And I think that I spent so much time researching that I almost got myself into overwhelm. And so finally, I kind of have been just going, I'm going to open Pinterest. I'm going to just go close my eyes, scroll, and I'm going to pick that one. And we're going to do that. Like you've picked it before. You obviously like something about it. And now we're going to study it.
That's a great analogy for business too. Right? Going from the learning, 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 to where you actually have to activate and take action towards that goal. I'm a learner.
Me too.
I learn. And so that's that crossover into doing. Some people may not think, well, Tori, you don't struggle with that. You've done so much. No, I do.
Yep.
Trust me. It can be, there's a lot of reasons why we stay stuck on that one side. So I can absolutely understand that, that side of things. So in this process, what are some of the things that you've learned about photography? You mentioned light, that a lot of the old paintings aren't painted in a way that light just doesn't work that way. Yep. But are there other things that you've learned as you've researched and studied these things?
I think that I've learned what I like more. Whereas like you can look at someone's version of a piece of work, and I am drawn to something that has something with a curious expression or something that's like, there's just an expression that catches my eye that makes me like go, or like delighted, because that's sort of my personality is like, I want to make you laugh. I want to make you fill you with joy. Like that is me. So when you see a photo of me, I want you to be like, she did do that. That's how she makes me feel. So I think
or like, a little twinkle.
Yeah, like something that's like a little like sparkle in there. So it's just like making sure that I pick the images that aren't necessarily a replica of what this piece of art is. It's a replica of who I am in this piece of art.
Some of the products that I really, really love from Enphoto are their presentation options that they give photographers, from their album box to wooden cases to gift boxes to slip cases. There's so many different options that you never, ever have to present your client with just a stack of prints again. You can really put together a beautiful, cohesive presentation that also allows for you to have the USB with that, not have the USB. It truly is customizable. If you're looking for a great way to present your prints to your clients, head over to Enphoto today and take advantage of their beautiful offers for print presentation. I love that so much. Has it changed your photography?
Well, it's interesting because I'm actually on a sabbatical right now. I've taken a year off. I announced it last year, but I never did it. So this year I actually decided I'm not taking a single client in all of 2023. I'll be back hopefully in 2024. I was going through a bit of health stuff that I just really needed to take care of. I had some significant burnout and I just really needed to restructure my business. So I just said, you know what, this is a perfect opportunity to take a full stop and dive into me and in figuring out what I love and what I want to do, who I want to serve, and just regroup. And so that's sort of been the process that I've been going through the past, I know, 6 months or so. And then, and then I've model called, basically announced, like, this is the only way you can get in with me this year. Yeah. And I've got a list of maybe 100 people that are maternity and newborn potential models that I have for the year. And I'll pick from there if I want to shoot. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see when you come back and even with these model calls, if you're, we'll have to have this conversation again, if you're approaching the sessions in a different way and you're shooting them in a different way, how your creative eye will change as a result of working on this project and also being in front of the camera versus being behind the camera. Do you feel like you have discovered a lot about yourself in this process? You mentioned being a little bit older, and that's something that I can definitely relate with. You know, you get to a certain age and you don't feel like anybody thinks you have any value anymore, when actually this is when we are becoming our most valuable. Yeah. So what have you learned about yourself in this process?
What have I learned about myself? That I am far harder on myself than I need to be. And I'm, your body and the vessel that you are in is supposed to change. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be a size 2 19-year-old forever. Yeah. And that is okay. That's okay. Like, it's like, imagine buying a vehicle 20 years ago. And then, so drive it, you've driven it for 20 years, you haven't done any maintenance on it. And then you get 20 years later, and then you're mad at your car because it's not running properly.
Right.
And you're like, hey, like, okay, so maybe we're just going to stop running the car. We're going to take it in for a tune-up. We're going to check the engine, flip the tires, give it a new paint job. It's never going to be the same new car, but it's still awesome.
Right.
Right? Like, Yeah. I think that's like we forget to take care of ourselves, and we think that we're supposed to always look like that new car where it's like, it's never going to look like a new car again, but that's right. still okay.
It's not. You know, that's right. so interesting because even, you know, with me, and we've never talked about this. Well, yeah, we did talk about this on your podcast with my health journey yeah. and so forth of losing a dramatic amount of weight. It's like dealing with the messages in my brain of yeah. thinking, okay, Dory, you're not going to be thin like you were when you were 20. And I was never thin, so yeah. I don't really have that baseline, but like that's the vision that I have for myself. Mm-hmm. You're going to be healthy at the age that you are now. Yeah. And that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. It's not about holding on to something from the past that isn't going to serve you anymore. Yeah. Cause I wouldn't serve, if I 20 years old, none of that's going to serve me no. now. I need to embrace the experiences and the knowledge and everything that I have now yeah. so that I can help people and do what I want to do with my life. So I do have one final question for you.
Sure.
What are you going to do with all these images besides just share them on social media? What's your plan?
You know, I don't really have a plan. It's mainly to delight myself. And to see what I can learn and basically just to try some yeah. new things. Like I love compositing. Mm-hmm. I love just, I've been playing a little bit with Midjourney and DALL-E.
Oh, I haven't gotten into that at all yet.
The AI stuff. So I've been playing with that a little bit, and because I think that as photographers, either we can hate these things and we can resist them, or we can find ways to use mm-hmm. these for our benefit. So what I've actually been doing is plugging in things to create like different backdrops to put mm-hmm. myself on.
Yeah, I saw a reel. And I was looking through your Instagram right? today just to kind of yeah. become more familiar with some of the things that you've done. And I was looking at a reel where you actually showed how you made this yeah. composite. So, yeah. which is interesting for you because that means you don't have to create all these sets in person, yeah. which saves so much time, energy, and money. You can just yeah. find the elements yeah. that you need to.
Yeah, I think I love both. I love both compositing mm-hmm. and I love having the things. Like it's sort of like this weird dichotomy of like, what do I want to be real enough and what do I want to have fake? And I want you to not mm-hmm. be able to know the difference.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you have a favorite yet that you've worked on?
I think the Vermeer, the handmade, I think the one, the pouring, what's it called? Is it the handmade?
I can't remember what it's called, but
I can't remember. I think
that was your favorite.
That was one of my favorites. And it's funny because it's sometimes the last one I did, the composite one, that ended up not really looking like the original, but I loved it yeah, way more. Okay. I was like, okay, well, we're going to go with inspiration versus yeah. replication, and that's fine, yeah. right? It's art. It's subjective. And I think like what's really fun is like there's so many different things and different areas that I can go in. Like I'm very curious about maybe doing something as like the four elements.
Okay.
And like creating like goddesses of the four elements and that kind of thing. Or like replicating old like vinyl record covers, mm-hmm. like dressing up in like different faces, like maybe David Bowie or maybe I Love Lucy yeah. or like just all these different things. And so not just being in fine art, but like what can I put myself into mm-hmm. that will delight me and spread joy.
You have fun with it. Like immediately David Bowie, you think about the lightning bolt makeup yeah. on his face or, you
yeah,
know,
like,
Lucy.
Wouldn't that be fun? That would be like a simple one, right. like on a white backdrop right. and like.
There's so much yeah. you can do. So it'll.
And I think.
Go ahead.
I think the most important thing is like remembering not to put the pressure on yourself mm-hmm. because earlier this year I was like, okay, I'm doing it. I'm going to do Project 52. I'm going to have 52 pieces this year. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And it got to, well, it's week three. And I'm like, okay, dude, you have like the online newborn retreat that's coming up next week. Mm-hmm. You are head down working on that. Mm-hmm. Like it is a busy time. So don't put the pressure on yourself to create. No one else is doing right. that.
Especially for a personal project that's supposed to bring right? you joy.
Yes. It's, right? This is your joy project and not your stress project. It will all be there. I've got this amazing Marie Antoinette costume and like headpiece.
Oh, wow.
Like I have all, like it's just a matter of shooting it and editing it. And instead of making that a have to, make it a get to yeah. and a want to.
Yeah. It's yeah. about shifting your perspective as you yeah. move into it. Well, I think, you know, this would just be me, but I would think for your family and for, because you have one son, right?
I have one son. He's 13. 13, yeah. Okay. And part of this became like happened because he doesn't want to be behind the camera mm-hmm. anymore. He does not like getting his photo taken. Yeah. My husband hates it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm the only one left.
Right, right. Yeah, the free models get tired of us eventually. My daughter is 15, and the only time she wants her pictures taken is when she's cheering on the side of a football game for her yeah. high school football team. Mommy, because that was because I'm like her official Instagram photographer. So that's okay. I can take pictures of her then. But she walks by pictures of herself in the house where she was like 11 or, Mommy, we really need to update that. I'm like, yeah, when are you going to let me update it? Like, I can't sit and force you to want me have like to have me photograph you. When you're ready, we'll come up with a plan and all of that. Because also it was easier when she was younger because she could just walk down the street and be adorable and you get those cute, cute, cute little shots. Well, now that they're teenagers, they're a little more temperamental, right?
Well, it's funny. In our house, we actually don't have any photos up, which sounds bizarre and crazy. But the reason we did this is we started hanging them after we'd done a major renovation. And my husband could see, like, every time I'd walk in and I'd see them, he could see, like, I would just go to work. I can tell she's like looking at all the things she would change. Mm-hmm. She would do this different and she's not love. Like, he's like, I want your home to be a sanctuary for you. So they got me this one. What is it called? The skylight frame. I haven't even set it up. It's like the digital frame.
Oh, is it like the one that looks like a TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a smaller one. Okay. It's like this big.
Yeah.
They got me that for Christmas and like all my work can go in there. And so I have one frame.
You can turn it off and on.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. And he's like, it's just better for your mental health. Yeah. And I'm like, you're right, actually.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I've never really thought about it that way. We have pictures everywhere and a lot of them are travel pictures, but we do have some family pictures up. But when I was really considering what I wanted to do with the wall behind me, I'm like, I don't want to, because I sit a lot of times in this position looking at this angle. I'm like, I just want something nondescript in pretty colors.
Yep.
That's really just what I want.
Yeah. You just need to let your brain relax a little bit.
Yeah, I totally, and how kind of your husband to notice that.
He's sweet.
You know?
I don't always give him credit, but he's sweet.
That's good. Well,
we've been married 20 years.
No, I know. We're at 20 this year. In November July will be 20. And it's like, oh my goodness, 20 years of this. Good gracious.
I know.
But back to what you're going to do with these photos. I want you to think about when it's all said and done, making a beautiful album and just having that for your son, having that for your family, just because they're going to appreciate that so much when they get older, maybe not even into college, but when he gets married and he has kids and they're talking about grandma and everything, look at what she did. And maybe you'll have someone that loves art and they'll be able to really just know and appreciate how much work and how much heart went into this personal project. So promise me you'll get an album when it's all said and done.
I will. Okay. It's so funny because my husband and my son will come in while I'm like in the middle of shooting something.
Yeah.
And we will have a full conversation with me in like whatever garb I'm wearing. And neither of them blink an eye. They're like, this is normal. I was like, hey, Van, like, can you zip me up in my Mrs. Claus outfit? And he's just like, yeah, Mom.
Sure.
He's like, that's just my weird mom.
Whatever. Whatever. I know. It's just like my daughter's used to me going everywhere in workout clothes.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, this
is what it is.
It's the uniform, right? It is. Yeah. And half the time they walk in and I have a nice shirt on and like sweatpants on the bottom because
I know
nobody sees our legs. Like we could be.
No, you know, no one sees my legs right now.
Doesn't matter.
I may not have pants on.
I do have pants on. And I would be lying if I said that I have done a webinar too in the past without my pants on. But, you know, that's just.
Love it.
It is what it is, right?
We got to be sassy.
That's right. We got to do what we need to do to get by. Well, if you want to check out any of Lisa's incredible art that she does or her podcast, and she has her Milky Way Instagram page and her personal Instagram page, we're going to put all those links on the show notes page. This is something that if you have an appreciation for art, personal projects, or just watching someone do something that is genuinely different, you definitely want to check these things out. And you can check those out on our podcast page at focalpointspodcast.com. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing this interesting story about what you're doing. I find it very fascinating and cannot wait to see the other things that you come up with in the future.
Oh, thank you for having me. It has been a delight.
Hey everyone, I hope you've enjoyed the program. I have a quick request. If you've enjoyed this program or enjoyed other programs that we've brought to you courtesy of Focal Points and InPhoto, I would love for you to head over to Spotify or iTunes and leave us a review. These help us more than you know when it comes to getting the word out about the program and how we can help other photographers who might be dealing with some of the same struggles that you are. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your review today.